ஹலோ காய்ஸ், வெல்கம் டு தி தேர்ட் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் அறுவை நாதன். திஸ் எபிசோட் ஆக்சுவலி இஸ் குவைட் அன் இன்க்ளூடிங் பார்ட் இன் மை சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் எபிசோட் ஜேர்னி. ஐ வில் சே வை திஸ் எபிசோட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி அன் இன்க்ளூடிங் பாயிண்ட் இன் த விஷன் ஐ ஹேட் ஃபார் த எபிசோட்ஸ் விச் ஐ வாண்டட் டு ரிலீஸ் ஆன் மை பாட்காஸ்ட். ஓகே, பிஃபோர் டெலிங் தட் ரீசன், லெட் மீ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டெல் யூ வை ஐ சோஸ் டு டூ பாட்காஸ்ட். ஸோ ஐ ஹேட் அன் ஐ ஆப்ரேஷன் ஃபார் ரிமூவிங் மை ஸ்பெக்ஸ். ஐ மஸ்ட் பி இன் அ ரெஸ்ட் மோட் பை நாட் ஸ்ட்ரெஸ்ஸிங் மை ஐஸ் ஃபார் 10 days. ஸோ அட் தட் டைம் ஐ தாட் தட் ஐ குட் ஷோ மை ஐடியாஸ் இன் அ பாட்காஸ்ட் டு த பீப்புள் அரௌண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட். ஸோ டியூரிங் தோஸ் 10 days ஐ ஃபிகர்ட் அவுட் வாட் ஆர் த டாபிக்ஸ் ஐ மஸ்ட் சூஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்பீக் ஆன். ஸோ ஐ ஹவ் அ லிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் டாபிக்ஸ் விச் ஐ ஹவ் ஐ மஸ்ட் டூ இன் த கண்டினியூங் வீக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் என்லிஸ்டட் தெம் இன் மை பக்கெட் லிஸ்ட் டூ. பட் திஸ் ஹேட் பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் நாட் ஆன் த லிஸ்ட். பட் த ரீசன் வை ஐ எம் டூயிங் திஸ் அட் 12 AM இன் மிட் நைட் இஸ் தட் ஐ மோர் ஃபியூரியஸ் அபவுட் திஸ் பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட் திங் தட் இஸ் பீங் ஸ்கிப்டு பை ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்கலி. ஸோ இன் இந்தியா அரௌண்ட்ஸ் 60-70% ஆஃப் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் பர்சூயிங் தேர் அண்டர் கிராஜுவேஷன் ஸ்கிப் ஆர் டிலே தேர் பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட். ஸோ தேர் ஆர் மல்டிபிள் ரீசன்ஸ் ஃபார் த பிகாஸ் ஐ டூ ஹேட் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் மை யூஜி, ஐ டூ ஹேட் சர்டன் ரீசன்ஸ். ஸோ சம் ஆஃப் த மெயின் ரீசன்ஸ் சுட் பி த டிலேட் வேக் அப் டைம் ஆர் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் வேக் அண்ட் ஹூக் அப் இன் தேர் மொபைல் ஃபோன்ஸ் ஃபார் அ லாங் டைம் அண்ட் மிஸ் தேர் பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட் ஆர் டியூ டு சம் அன்லைக்னஸ் இன் த பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட் தேர் ஹேவிங் ஃப்ரம் தேர் ஹாஸ்டல்ஸ் ஆர் அட் ஹோம்ஸ் ஆர் சம் பிளேஸ் ஆர் பிஜிஸ் ஆர் சம்வேர் ஆர் வேரியஸ் ரீசன்ஸ் குட் பி தேர் டு ஸ்கிப் ஆர் டிலே த பிரேக்ஃபாஸ்ட் விச் வி ஹாவ் டெய்லி. Right, but there are lots and loads of diseases that we could get from skipping a breakfast. See, the name breakfast specifies something. We are breaking our nighttime fasting. So night we would be sleeping from 6 to 8 hours per day. So at that time we won't be drinking a pinch of water if necessary or we consume any food. So to break the fasting time, we are having a morning breakfast. So this continuous 8 to 10 hours of sleep time is giving us a fasting mode. So we break it through a breakfast meal. And this meal, if you are going to skip, then you are at a wrong and a dangerous spot in your life. Believe me. So why I'm stressing this point that you would be at a dangerous point if you skip or delay your breakfast is, I am an example for it. So going back to my UG period, I pursued my undergraduate in engineering field. So as you all know, in India, engineering field will be of 4 years. So first year I was in my hostel, I hated my morning breakfast, but I eventually ate it up with my friends hanging out. Then during my second year, I came out of hostel and joined a PG where I stayed alone. The reason for me to stay alone is obviously that I wanted to explore the place in which I am. So I just don't want to get dungeoned in a single place. Yeah, my hostel life is a fantastic one, but I am an explorer to the places I am living. So I thought I would go out and start my living. So I joined a PG at my second year. So while I joined my PG, I was informed that there is a lady who will cook breakfast for us daily. But what happened is that due to some managerial issues within the PG, the lady stopped cooking breakfast after 3 to 4 months of me joining there. So after this, I started looking for alternative options. Like I had some hotels which start early in the morning because my college is at 8:30 AM and I want to have my breakfast at least at 7 AM so that I could not be delayed in joining my class. So I went in search for various restaurants and I finally found one mess which starts serving their foods at early morning 7 AM. But you know, see, even though it's going to be a mess, it's a hotel food, we at times get bored of the food. So I started neglecting this breakfast during the half of my second year. The half means after completing half my second year, which is the third trimester of my second year, I started skipping my meals due to dislikeness of the food or me getting delayed in my wake up timing or due to no interest because I lived alone in an apartment. Okay. And at times I won't get some interest on having food or maybe the before day night I would add a heavy dinner. So these are some reasons made up of mine so that I could skip or delay the breakfast. And even if at times I go and have a coffee, so I will think that okay, this coffee is going to be enough for my breakfast. But after 1.5 years, after my third year half, which is after I completed my half of the third year, I start to get really adverse effects. I know that if I'm going to skip my breakfast, I thought I would be getting an ulcer. But I am a foodie. I may skip my breakfast regularly, but always I had my lunch and dinner at a good rate. Even my snacks time, all those brunch times, all those things I do it perfectly. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to skip my breakfast, I won't be getting an ulcer because I had certain food habits which could be blocking this ulcer thing. But eventually what happened is that I got some other adverse diseases, which is quite new for the doctors too. My family was also shocked. I will surely say what disease I faced is. So let me explain the scenario, the disease which I had. So for 10 straight months, twice a month, I will be getting fever and I will continue with that fever with cold and cough for 10 days. So for example, if I'm getting a fever at January 1, okay, until January 3, I'd be having my fever. And then till January 15 or 12, like 12 to 15, I'll have my cold and my cold will end in this 12 or 15. And I'll have a 5 days gap where I'll be a normal person like others. And again, after Jan 20, I'll get a fever. Again, the same routine starts. So like this, since I was in college time, I didn't take care of this much. But eventually after like 2 to 3 months, I started noticing that I'm having fevers continuously. It's good to have fever in a year, yes, but it's very bad to have continuous fever in months. So after my 4 months of continuous fever, I went to my family doctor. I consulted him. He took certain blood results and I was shocked that my hemoglobin and white blood cells, RBC, all were at a dangerously low level. I was shocked and I told my doctors that I had food properly, but the single question they asked is whether you had breakfast. The reason for these reduced blood results is breakfast, is what they told me. So I thought, okay, let's consult some other doctor. Like I consulted 2 to 3 doctors other from my family doctor, and the same reason was told. If you have skipped your breakfast for a long time, these effects may come. So they gave me tablets, after which I started taking breakfast seriously. My parents continuously inquired me of whether you took breakfast daily or not. So I had that breakfast, but even though for like 1.5 years I delayed and restricted my breakfast, the effects of those were handled for extra 6 months. So I already had for 4 months and now for 6 months. So total of 10 months was a hell for my life. I would never forget those months where I suffered a lot alone in my own apartment. So this is the reason why I make this podcast even at this midnight. Because now I had a call with my group of friends through WhatsApp, and even now they are lethargic about having their breakfast at a later rate. Most of the students in India specifically during the engineering, they tend to wake at late nights, because most of the students in India, specifically engineering students, tend to wake up at late mornings because they will obviously enjoy their nights with their friends or girlfriends or whatever thing they will be enjoying, or they are a good sleeper, they'll wake up very late to their college time and they will skip eventually their breakfast. So most of my podcast listeners are graduating students. So you all know you would have done these things, but now you would have an eventual question that you, even though some listeners who skipped their meal for nearly more than 1 year or they have been regularly a skipper of breakfast meals, I am saying you, I am lucky that I got these adverse effects this quite soon. I got it right away after I started skipping my meals. I got the effects immediately. But you people will get the effects after your age of 30 or 35. There are n number of researchers and studies you could go and get in through Google, from US, from UK, from India, Russia, England, Canada, whichever place you name it. All the researchers suggested that persons who tend to skip their breakfast at their teenage years will suffer a lot after the age of 30 or 40, and that suffering is like more than 10 times which I have suffered. That's the research saying. I am an example, or I am the reason for me to do this episode at this time. That's what I'm intending to say. So there is also another fact that's important for Indian students specifically. There is a research over Indian students wake up and getting ready time. So we will be having a college at 8:30 and the hostel students will wake up like around 8:20. With 10 minutes time, they will wake up, they'll brush, they'll bath, they'll tie up their formal, and they'll go to their classes. And researchers are still researching over the brain's potential of those students who wake up and get ready in this shorter time. But in that research also, it specified this, that these people who tend to do their preparing in this short time skip their breakfast a lot. So I told earlier that you will be facing adverse effects now or in your future after the age of 30, right? What would be that effects? Each day when you skip your breakfast, your blood sugar level gets reduced. You will tend to put obesity. Don't think that without eating or skipping your breakfast would reduce your weight. No, there are researchers in US where they have tested certain peoples for skipping their breakfast for 6 days. So 6 days they skip their breakfast and their weight is increasing. It's not decreasing. So don't think that skipping your breakfast will reduce your weight. It will increase your weight. And the next one is memory power. College students or school students who tend to skip their breakfast eventually fall into the gap of memory loss. I'm not saying that you lose your memories. The potential for your brain to store your temporary or permanent memories is getting reduced. Apart from this, you'll also get certain attention problems. You won't hear to certain things that you are being told. And another thing is huge stress. You'll also get hormonal stress. There are research which says that skipping breakfast adversely affects your hormones, and then your metabolism rate also reduces. And the final and the most riskiest thing of skipping a breakfast is you may get heart diseases. We can check over our grandparents. They are like around 80 to 70 or even 90. There are some grandparents that they would tend to be healthier than our fathers. The reason for them is that they had a correct time of breakfast, lunch and dinner. They had their exercise to be done, their work was the same way. Now we are sitting in the same place for hours and doing the work. But our grandparents, they worked in the field. So there are changes. They worked in the field and they had correct timing of food intake. But we tend to sit in the same place for works, and if we skip the meal, this is going to be a dangerous point for you. And there are also certain researchers which insist all of us to have a breakfast before 9 p.m. So I'm a person who take breakfast between 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Why the researchers are keeping a border of 9 a.m.? There are reasons. There are no explicit outside body reasons. Inside your body, there are things that is going to happen. Studies suggest that between 9 to 11 a.m. in the morning, it is better for us to not even drink a single drop of water, because the breakfast which you are going to take is after a long hour of night fasting, right? So your large intestine and small intestine would be ready for their digestion process. And this digestion process of your breakfast takes between 9 to 11 a.m. This 9 to 11 a.m. won't be shifted according to your breakfast timing. This 9 to 11 is a fixed timing. That's the reason they are saying eat before 9 o'clock. They are keeping an ideal time of 7 to 9 p.m. They are keeping an ideal time of 7 to 9 a.m. They say this is the ideal time to have your breakfast. Okay, so there are also some scenarios where the foods for breakfast are taken in a wrong manner. There are some persons who will have some juices or energy drinks for them, or they would be tend to have some packaged foods for them. No, you must take standard foods that are made in your home, or at least a bread with peanut butter or jam with a glass of milk and some fruits could also be an intake for your breakfast. Or you could also have a smoothie salad, no problem in it. So this is the thing which I intended to peak in this podcast. Have breakfast regularly and correctly. Don't get into the dangerous point of missing your breakfast and having some adverse effects in your future. It's because the world we are in now will tend to give us some health disasters in our future. We know that because the consumption of food, the way we are living, will give us some adverse health effects. But don't make yourself a health disaster by skipping this morning breakfast. If you are a sleephead, no worries in it. Just keep an alarm at 8 a.m., eat your breakfast, and you start sleeping again. No one is going to disturb you, right? But never try to skip your breakfast. That's the thing I want to stress here. So this is the reason and this is the thing I wish to speak in this podcast. And I will continue with the bucket list I had for myself to do the next set of episodes. And I will meet with the bucket list of topics which I wish to speak in my upcoming episodes. So until then, this is Varun Kumar signing off from Aruvainadhan.